kind of humorous because it was a Washington, D.C. poll conducted for Washington, D.C. to try to make them feel like everything's going on. That same PAC that there's questions about was the PAC that funded and conducted that. And the key takeaway about the poll is that the largest group of respondents are undecided. So in reality, people right now are not that engaged in the political process. We're in the time period where we, the candidates, have to make the case. And I want all the help from your listeners because your listeners know who I am and they know that I can make the case. I want your listeners to help me get around to those who are undecided so that they know that they will have an advocate for their rights here in Nevada. So thanks. Good question.
In our final minute, how can folks reach out to you if they want to donate, if they want to volunteer? What is it your campaign needs right now?
Well, our campaign does need volunteers. We do need donations. Again, your listeners can go to GradyForNevada.com, my last name, F-O-R, and Nevada spelled out.com. They can donate there, and they can sign up on a list, and on that list, they can volunteer. So they can get our newsletter also. So they'll be apprised of what we're doing, and they can help us monetarily. Thank you.
Tony, safe travels along the way. I know you're going to be to all 17 counties before you're done. Thank you so much, my friend. Godspeed, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Aim high, Nevada.
There you go. Tony Grady, a GOP candidate for the U.S. Senate. As we continue looking at what's going to be an important race. It might be the 51st senator. The winner of Nevada may be the 51st senator that dictates which way the Senate's going to go. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, the continued fallout of Donald Trump's criminal charges, and we will continue to break down the ongoing discussion surrounding, guess what, the big Republican debate.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us. That's mrsfixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch, get your data, get protected, get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I really honestly do. I hate it. Every time there is a gun tragedy, whether it be in Jacksonville, Florida, or yesterday in North Carolina at the University of North Carolina, the conversation always turns to gun control. Somehow, some way, they always circle back to gun control. We'll let you hear from a state senator in Florida talking about Jacksonville. And yes, she turned the conversation with the help of Jim Sciutto of CNN. To gun control. We'll get to that coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Nevada football getting ready for the season opener. They visit USC this coming Saturday afternoon. Trojans are the number six team in the country, coming off a big win over San Jose State last week, 56-28 the final. It's the first meeting between the teams since all the way back in November of 1929. UNLV hosts Rhode Island's Bryant University this Saturday afternoon. It's the head coaching debut of Barry Odom. UNLV head coaches are 5-7 all-time in their debuts. Today is NFL roster cutdown day. Teams have to get down to 53 players. As the Raiders prep for the season, they made their first wave of cuts on Monday, clearing 11 names off the list. That includes quarterback Chase Garbers, running back Darwin Thompson, and defensive back Isaiah Brown. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on all your school essentials, from notebooks to markers. Save on everything you need for travel, like luggage, portable tech, and travel size personal items. Plus, save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. And now at Staples, you can save even more with $10 off document printing when you spend $40 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Right now, 50% off everything is yours for a limited time at Banana Republic Factory. Explore the fall premiere event today to save on elevated essentials for the season. Only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
Unlike other credit cards that decline sports betting transactions or treat them as a cash advance, the GBank Visa Signature Card can load directly to your favorite sportsbook apps. G.Bank/VSIN.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Nevadans, prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free. Show your pharmacist your digital card and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll, so you can get back to doing what makes you happy.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
No accidents to report on our freeways right now, but you're going to find some slowdown coming in from North Las Vegas, 15 southbound near Washington. You've got Nevada State Police has somebody off to the side of the road, and the same goes for the Resort Corridor on the other side of the interchange, 15 southbound close to Sahara. Another traffic stop to cause a little bit of more curiosity slowdown, but nothing blocking the way in the way of accidents. Still working a wreck at the west side intersection of Tropicana and Arville, and also in the southeast at Russell and Paradise. Triple-digit afternoons this week, at least through Thursday, before cooling down for the weekend. Sunny and hot today, going up to 109, and gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. It's 82 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everything you need to know to start your day. A little bit later on in the hour, we'll get to flight cancellations. Idalia is rearing its ugly head in Florida, eventually in the Carolinas before the end of the week. So it's really, really nasty. And we'll talk more about that coming up. I mentioned how I absolutely hate the way people on the left turn every gun tragedy into a gun control debate. Nothing happens. The needle doesn't move. There's incremental stuff that happens. Legislation at the state level, local level. That stuff is going to go on. But yesterday, I don't know if you caught this, but Tracy Davis is a Florida state senator. Was on with Jim Sciutto on, where was this, on CNN, talking about the Jacksonville murders. And, of course, the conversation, as always, turned to gun control. Here it is.
As you know, the Justice Department is now investigating this shooting as a hate crime. Of course, the shooter is dead. As police explained it, he took his own life after these three murders here. Is that an important designation for you, for investigators to investigate this as a hate crime, perhaps find out if there were others connected to him?
Absolutely. With the information that we found out, we do know that this gentleman had a planned method of execution. He knew exactly what he was going to do, mailing letters to the various entities that he did, media, law enforcement, his parents. So his mind was made up. And what I don't want to be confused is that we talk about the mental side of what he was going through and get it confused with the planned execution that he carried out.
Early this morning, the mayor of Jacksonville said she doesn't know legally, given the way the laws are written right now in the state of Florida, that there was anything that could have been done. Okay. And yet, someone who actually, as we were looking into this, had a history, had a psychiatric hold when he was a minor, was still able to buy his weapons legally as an adult, able to buy an AR-style rifle, which we see involved so often in killings like this because they allow folks to shoot more and more quickly. Should the laws be as they are in Florida? Do they need to be tighter to help prevent more shootings like this?
Absolutely, the law should be tighter. And being elected in 2016, my colleagues have been putting forth legislation about gun violence prevention, intervention methods that we could put in place in law here in the state of Florida. And those pieces of legislation have gone unheard. No meetings, no committees by my colleagues. And we have to get to a point where we start listening to each other, because we've been yelling and we've been screaming for years that the laws here need to be tighter. And we've been offering legislation up.
As you know, you and I are going to hear the same arguments and reactions to this shooting, sadly, that we've heard dozens, hundreds of times before, right? That the Constitution is such that you can't write laws to restrict the ability to buy guns like this, that it's really a mental health issue, that we're doing all we can, that you need more security guards, better armed security guards, etc. When you undoubtedly hear those arguments, what's your response going to be?
Listen, Jim, we've changed laws already. We changed laws after Parkland, that mass shooting. We've changed laws. We raised the age limit to 21. We put some other things in place, but we've changed laws. The Florida legislature changed laws surrounding gun violence to help situations like this never happen. But we're here because they're not listening to everything that we can do. We need more stringent background checks. There are plenty, a plethora of things we can do to tighten our laws. But the legislature, the Florida legislature, has to listen to the Democrats as we continue to scream and yell. And that's what we've been doing. And we'll continue to do that because we know we can tighten laws and change what happened. Jim, the Florida legislature did this, and the Florida legislature can undo this.
The conversation always returns to more gun control, and yet time and again we see where tighter restrictions would not have made a difference in this one case, or in North Carolina yesterday at Chapel Hill. We'll talk about that. Also, there are cancellations to Tampa. If you're flying towards Tampa today, the airport there is closed. Closed. We'll talk about that and what the rest of the week is going to look like, because this thing's going to crisscross the state of Florida and exit out in the Carolinas. We'll talk about what lies ahead travel-wise as we get set for the Labor Day weekend. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. You know, we always talk about listener benefit, and one of the listener benefits, I know a lot of you are getting an early start on your Labor Day holiday travel. Many of you may be trying to go to Florida. You might think twice about that. Idalia is rearing its ugly head, and there are flight cancellations all over the place, especially in the state of Florida. But there are a lot of flights that originate elsewhere and head to Florida. They're going to be turned around. Mark Thomas has been following this story. And give me what you got on Idalia.
Well, it is actually supposed to hit sometime tomorrow. And they do have Tampa International Airport shut down. All flights just after midnight. The last service was just after midnight. Again, because of Idalia, that's expected to become a major hurricane before hitting Florida's Gulf Coast. They said they need to shut it down to secure jet bridges, equipment, and aircraft before it's supposed to hit tomorrow. And who knew there were so many flights in one day from Reed International all the way to Tampa, and every one of them shut down. I mean, I could sit here and list, but we'd be here for 10 minutes. Best guess, 30, 40. It looks like from various airlines. Yeah, every last one. I'm looking at flightaware.com. And, in fact, what led me to that website was just simply Googling Reed International to Tampa.
And that was the first thing that came up that made sense. So everything today, and looks like through, well, it looks like they're just giving me today's schedule. But it's all, every airline, canceled.
And there are flights that may make connections in Tampa, and you won't be able to get into that airport. Do we know how long that this this cancellation thing in Tampa and the closing down of the airport, how long that's going to last?
My guess would be well into the tail end of the week, at least through tomorrow, through Wednesday for sure.
That's not good for people that are traveling for Labor Day, trying to get to Florida, and they're flying into Tampa. But you're saying the airport is closed at this hour and will continue to be closed probably for the next day or so?
Well, they say they expect it to reopen by as early as Thursday morning, but it could stay longer as they assess the storm damage.
Have we looked at all beyond Tampa, and this is going to exit the U.S.? My understanding is that it will probably exit and go to the Carolina coast.
Sure. Yeah. I haven't been a meteorologist for a while, so I'm not sure exactly what the flight path is.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but if you're trying to get to Tampa today, you might think again. Check with your airline, obviously. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Congress is looking ahead to a possible impeachment inquiry. What does that all mean? Michael McCaul, congressman from Texas, will weigh in. That's all coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, the continued fallout of Donald Trump's criminal charges, and we will continue to break down the ongoing discussion surrounding, guess what, the big Republican debate.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition, but first.
Eating, exercise, golf, pickleball, all cause inflammation. But now Revolutionary Relief has a natural alternative to help you. Their daily gels are great for ongoing support for internal inflammation. And the roll-on stick is a great way to keep cool and calm in your golf bag when that old injury starts to scream. For a limited time offer, the roll-on stick is yours free if you go to RevRelief.com/Bill. That's RevRelief.com/Bill. On this Tuesday, Donald Trump is dominating the Republican primary polling, as you know, and that situation may not change. His challengers continue to strive to get a foothold, never mind momentum. In the face of this, the Democrats and their corporate media allies are forging an updated narrative. Trump will get hammered in the national election, as most Americans don't want him to run. Over the next few weeks, you will consistently hear that from the press. It may be true that most Americans don't embrace a former president, but faced with a worse alternative, that might not matter. President Biden is obviously weak and may face serious accusations of bribery. That's not a long shot any longer, and astute observers know it. Impeachment looms even as Biden struggles to do his job. His trip to Maui was another disaster. Kamala Harris is a disaster as well across the board, and polling averages show Trump beating her handily. Governor Gavin Newsom has destroyed California, so there's that if he decides to get into the race. Donald Trump well understands his competition is in disarray, and that keeps him in the game despite his precarious legal situation. Anything can happen in 2024, so please stay close to us because we will not lie to you. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584. 925-7584 right now.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.